Every undertaking involving years of planning, complex logistics, and determination needed to succeed. The team worked well together under harsh conditions, cold, snow, and severe wind. Bouvet is known for its remoteness and unpredictable weather, and while it is a beautiful island, any attempt going on shore involves a risk. Despite all the challenges we encountered, the team stayed focused on our goals, determined, and the result is due to real teamwork. We had been working with professional expedition guides, pilots, crew, and vessel, along with our off-island support, all contributed to our success. End quote. According to the team, logs will soon be available in OQRS. If you wish to check you made a valid contact but want to verify, you can search the logs at the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. The group's next target is, according to them, another icy rock.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
In the Antarctic Ocean, Peter the First Island, in 2027. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6-ITB.
The Voice of America broadcast service, which has been shut down amid controversy last year, is headed back into service. Kent Peterson, KC0-DGY, has more details.
Judge Roy C. Lambert of the United States District Court in the District of Columbia reversed actions taken last year by the Trump administration to shutter the Voice of America and ordered VOA's journalists to return to work and the news service to resume broadcasting. Judge Lambert had earlier ruled that the appointment of Carrie Lake was illegal, hence voiding all layoffs and shutdowns which she made. The VOA, founded in 1942 to combat Nazi propaganda in World War II, had been broadcasting in 49 languages to over 360 million people around the world when it was shut down. If Judge Royce's ruling stands, their goal is to return to that level. Newsline would like to make it clear that the Voice of America Museum and Amateur Radio Club in Westchester, Ohio, a popular attraction during Hamvention, is not connected with or affected by this current situation. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
As National Weather Service forecast offices begin their spring education campaigns for the United States, the Skywarn Youth Net wants to bring that mission to the airwaves. Randy Sly, W4XJ, filled us in.
This is M0A, November 0 Alpha, calling CQCQ, special event station for severe weather awareness, calling CQ.
M0A, the special event station for the Skywarn Youth Net, is back on the air for their second annual event, operating from March 15th through March 29th. This initiative aims to encourage amateur radio operators across the United States and around the world to prioritize severe weather awareness and emergency preparedness. Skywarn YouthNet manager Caleb Sphere, KE0FOE, told AR Newsline, quote, "Our goal with this special event station is to educate the amateur radio community about the dangers of severe weather and the importance of being prepared," end quote. The station will be operating single sideband on all HF bands at various times during the day and night, as time permits. In an environment where seconds save lives.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
I enjoyed meeting you and some of the other people that I've known for a few years. So I'm not saying I'm not, but at the moment it's not in the calendar. But you never know. That might find its way onto my Google search in the next 10 minutes. See you soon, mate. Take care. And, say hi to Sue. Bye for now.
Well, indeed, Mike. And by the way, I'll look for the AWOL channel with interest. We'll have a look at that tonight. Cheers. All the best.
Yeah, it's AWOL-vanlife. AWOL-vanlife. Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
It's on my notepad. Cheers.
G0 is our second access. We have that.